We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Chodosh, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Yud. This is the final closing paragraph of this halacha. V'zeh, Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning till now, we'll understand the great meaning of the pasuk Chu imochem dvorim v'shuvu el Hashem. Take or bring with you words and return to Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says, this pasuk would have been perfect if we left out the word imochem. Chu dvorim v'shuvu el Hashem. Take words. Why that word imochem? With you. You're returning to Hashem, meaning you're in one place. You could be 1,000 miles away from Hashem. You're here and Hashem is over there, 1,000 miles away. And it says, Ku imochem dvorim, bring with you words. The pasuk's showing us where the words are right now. The words aren't by Hashem. The words aren't in middle. The words are by you. Imochem daika, bamokoim asher atem shom. From the place where you're at, afilu b'mekoymos nemuchim u'megushamim oid. Even if you're in a very low, materialistic place right now, you're very far from spirituality, very far from Hashem. Hashem says, "Bring with you words from where you're at, from your level." Afal pikein, despite the fact that you're so far from Hashem and you're so far down. Afal pikein, k'u imochem daiko dvorim, bring with you words. Vaideze toshuvu el Hashem. And if you'll do this, you will succeed in returning to Hashem. Ki kol zman sheyi imochem dvorim, because so long as you'll have words, so long as you'll keep talking to Hashem, bevadai yesh lochem tikva tomid lo shuvu el Hashem. There is definitely always hope for you to return to Hashem, to do a complete tshuva. U'kama shekosu b'medrash al posek zeh, as the Medrash expounds on this posek and says, Hashem says to the Jewish people, Ein ani mevakesh mikem elo dvorim. I don't ask you for anything, only words. Talk to me. This is an incredible, incredible Breslover Medrash. The Medrash makes it perfectly clear how important this is in Yiddishkeit, how important this is in coming close to Hashem. Hashem says, I'm not asking for anything else. The only thing I'm asking you is speak to me, talk to me. Obviously, this doesn't mean literally. Hashem wants you to put on tefillin and talis, but it's making a point of how important this is, that when a person's holding in a place where they realize they've done so many things wrong and they can't do anything right and they're etc., etc., this is the key. This is the key. The key is if you're still speaking to Hashem, there's hope, and it's very likely that you're going to be matzliach. It's very likely that you're going to be zecher to do a complete tshuva and be able to fix everything. Ukemuva bedivrei Admor Zal al posuk midei dabri boy zocher eskerenoi. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 78 in Likutei Moharan, on this famous pasuk that we say on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Ki midei dabri boy, as long as I'm speaking about him, Zocher eskeren oid, I'll always remember him. Rabbeinu Zal there also emphasizes, we know a Jew is supposed to remember Hashem, remember the Torah, remember the mitzvahs. The key to that remembering is talking, speaking words of tefillah and Torah. The more that you'll be speaking diburim of Torah and tefillah, the more you're going to be zeicher to what's called zikaron digdusha, to be able to remember, to be conscious of what you're supposed to be conscious of all the time. Ki bilam v'chaverov hisgabru b'toichef rishosam lahamshich hadibur digdusha aleihem begolus. Because Bilam and his associates, they worked very hard with all of their evil and wickedness to draw the holy words down into exile, to bring it down into exile, into the tumah. Lahagbir hora ala toiv chas v'shalom kanal. To see to it, to overpower the good with evil. That's what Bilam worked at. to draw Loshon HaKodesh, Ruach HaKodesh from Hashem, and to squash it, to drown it in evil. And Bilam had the ability to do this because of the fact that Bechira is so powerful. Hashem gives so much latitude. Hashem lets the leash out so far on Bechira that with Bechira there's all kinds of things you can do. You can even draw holiness from Hashem and pull it any which way you want. You could bring it down into a place of holiness, or you could bring it down into a place of filth, like Bilam did. Lulei Hashem hoyo bozreinu. Were it not for the fact that Hashem wanted to help us, who knows what would have happened? And because of the fact that Bilam's intentions were evil, wicked, his end will certainly be destruction. As our rabbis tell us, Aval Ish HaYisraeli, whereas a Jew, Shekavanosei LeToiva, whose intentions are good, his intentions are that he wants to come close to Hashem, he wants to fix the things he's done wrong, he wants to leave the place of evil and come to a place of good. Shemizgaber ba'oimek nefilosei chas v'shalom ledaber, where this Jew, even though he has fallen so far down, he tries very hard to take hold of himself and ledaber, to speak to Hashem, afal pikein, despite the fact that he has fallen so low, he still does everything he can to speak Diburim Kedoshim, holy words, Bechinas Loshon HaKodesh, Ubevadai Yesh Loi Koyach Lazeh Tomid Kanal, and the person definitely can do that all the time, no matter how far you are from Hashem, no matter what kind of filth you are, you still have a mouth, you can still talk. Umeachar Shekavanosei LeToiva, and since the Jew's intentions are good, not like Bilam, Kedei Liskois Loshov El Hashem, the person wants to return to Hashem, the person wants to repair things, Bevadai Yesh Lashem Yisporach Nachas Ruach Mizeh. Hashem definitely gets tremendous pleasure and satisfaction from this person's efforts and this person's words, and no word will go lost. Every single word that that person speaks, asking to be brought close to Hashem, asking to do tshuva, every single word Hashem treasures it and puts it away in a treasure, in a treasury. V'soif kol soif, yoshuv l'Hashem yisporach. And in the end, eventually, this person will succeed in returning to Hashem. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the real meaning of that term that Rabbeinu Zal uses about completing Loshon Kodesh through Targum. That by employing Targum, by working with Targum, we can bring Shleimus, completion, wholeness to Loshon Kodesh. Why? Watch how Rav Nosson Zal explains this now. Because of the fact that this Jew is still where he's at, he's in the filth, he's in a place of all kinds of junk, that Jew is still attached to evil. And despite that, he's pushing himself to speak words of Kedusha, words of Torah, words of Tefillah, Hispoidus, the Kavanosei LeToiva, and his intention is not to draw these words into the Tumah, his intention is to try to pull himself out of the Tumah. Zehu Iker Bechinas Targum, Bechinas Eitz Hadas Toivora. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the real Targum, this is the real Eitz Hadas Toivora, because this person is in a place of evil, there's Ra there, and yet he's fighting, he's forcing himself to speak Diburim of Kedusha, words of good. So he's, right now, he's in a place of Toiv and Ra. Umeachar shepnimius kavanosei letoiva, and because of the fact that his innermost intentions are for good. He means good. He means well. He wants to go on the right path. B'shvil lo shuv l'Hashem yisbarach, to return to Hashem. V'la'aseis nachas ruach lefonav, and to give Hashem satisfaction. Azai. When that happens, hatzadik, the true tzadik, shekvar zocho letachlis shleimus loshen hakodesh, who has already achieved the highest degree of perfection of loshen hakodesh through his tikkun abris and by perfecting all the toiv and ra and everything in his life, that tzadik who ma'ale umevarer diburov hakdoshim, that tzadik elevates this person's words and he purifies them, he cleans up those that person's words. Shehein bebchinas targum kanal, that person's words are in the category of targum, because the person right now is toiv and ra. His intentions are good, he's speaking diburim toivim, but he's still in filth and everything. The tzaddik takes that person's words, which are bechinas targum, and elevates them. Umashlim boy es haloshen kodesh. And the tzaddik uses that person's words to bring a shleimus to loshen hakodesh. Bebechinas, as Rabbeinu Zal said, shleimus loshen hakodesh al yidei loshen targum. That the way that you bring perfection and completion to Loshon Kodesh is by including Targum in it, by being able to take the Targum and include that into the Loshon HaKodesh. V'zehu, and this is also the famous pasuk which begins the Haftorah of Shabbos Shuva, the Haftorah that we read in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Return, Jewish nation. Return to Hashem, ki koshalto ba'avoinecho, because you've stumbled with your sins. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us here, we know that there are different words in Loshon Kodesh that mean sin. There's the word chet, which is a sin that a person does accidentally. I stumbled, I tripped, I didn't mean to do this, I didn't do this intentionally, I fell. There's avoin, which is a sin that a person does intentionally. And then there's pesha, a sin which a person does spitefully. That's the worst. So Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the wording in this pasuk. It seems to be like a contradiction, sort of. It seems to be we're using the wrong terminology. Ki avoinecho, avoinois, are usually things you do intentionally. Why is Hashem saying, ki koshalto b'avoinecho, you've stumbled, you tripped with your avoin? Rav Nosson Zal says, Sheho avoinois yihyu nechshovim lishgogois. The pasuk is telling us that if you'll do tshuva, Hashem will take your avoinois, the sins that you did intentionally, and he'll turn it into koshalto. He'll make it as if you stumbled, you fell, as if it was b'shoigeg, as if you didn't really mean it. Kemoi sham rabbi seinu zal, as the Gemara tells us. V'sehu k'hu imochem dvorim, and this is what we mentioned earlier, bring with you words, hainu kanal, meaning, as we said before, shafilu bimkoimchem asher atem shom, even where you're at now, don't wait to become religious, don't wait to become a tzaddik to have exploited this, where you're at now, in the filth, in the dumps, right now, from your place, bring words from there. Speak over there and bring those words with you. Shafilu b'mkoyimchem asheratem shom, tedabru diburim kedoshim. Even in that place where you're at, speak words of holiness. Speak words expressing your desire to come close to Hashem. Shezeo b'chinas targum kanal, where those words are going to be in the category of targum. Because the intentions are good, the words are good, but you're coming from a place of filth. You're coming from a place where you're still loaded down with sins. Shehu b'chinas shgogois. We know that targum is a combination of good and bad, just like shoigeg. The term shoigeg means a combination of good and bad. Because when a person chas v'shalom, who is mechalel Shabbos, the shoigeg, person who gets into a car on Shabbos and drives because he forgot it was Shabbos, he woke up from such a deep sleep. There are some characters who, when they wake up in the morning, they don't know who they are, they don't know what they don't know nothing. And the guy, his wife wasn't home, and the kids, and the guy gets up, and he's as groggy as can be, and he says, oh no, I have to go to work again. He gets into the car, And he starts, and then he sees the other cars aren't in the neighborhood, aren't real. And he goes, uh-oh, what happened here? His action was evil. His action was bad. He desecrated the Shabbos. His intention was good. He didn't intend to desecrate Shabbos. He thought today was Friday. So anytime a person does a sin b'shoigeg, it's a combination of good and bad. The action was bad. The intention was not bad. He didn't intend to do anything bad. So shoigeg is also synonymous with targum. Just like targum is toivora, shoigeg is toivora. Kimavura batoiranal, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there in chapter 19 in Likutei Moran that this whole halacha was based on. Al posuk tfilo lechavakuk al shigyoinois. The prayer that Chavakuk Hanavi said regarding shigyoinois. Shapirish Rashi says over there, ketargumoi, like the Targum says. And Rabbi Nizal says, ketargumoi, just like Targum. Just like Targum is toivora, shoigeg is toivora. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran. Umeachar shalidei hadiburim kedoshim shemedabrim b'mokoim asher hu shom. Nisapchim havoinos lishgogois. And once we're being shown here that if this Jew, who's in a very low place, he's very far from Hashem, he's surrounded with sins, all kinds, a big mess that he made. And from there, he speaks words expressing his love for Hashem, how he wants to come close to Hashem. He wants to fix everything. We said that that combination, when a person does that, Hashem will convert his avoinois into shkogois. Hashem will take the sins that he did intentionally, with bad intent, and Hashem will drop them a level to turn them into shoigeg, as if there was no bad intent. Achar kach, Bekal malin oisoy let oisan letoiv gomor. Once Hashem dropped it from mezid to shoigeg, from shoigeg, Rab Nosson Zal says, it's easy for the tzaddik to push it one level further and to move it into toiv gomor, to make something completely good out of it. Bekoyach hatzaddik hagomor, through the power of the tzaddik who is complete. Complete tzaddik. The one who is tzaddik gomor has the ability to elevate the Jewish people in tshuva to such a point to convert our shgogois into mitzvois. We know the Gemara says that. When a person does tshuva a certain way, his sins can get converted to mitzvos. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us that if a Jew who's in the black, who's in total darkness, surrounded with sins, and yet he forces himself to cry out to Hashem, to speak to Hashem from the filth, from there. What Hashem does is, Hashem takes his avoinois, shuva, that's a form of tshuva, ki koshalto b'avoinecha. Hashem takes the avoinois and makes it into kishalon, into shoigegim. And once Hashem does that, from there, it's relatively easy for a tzaddik gomor, for a true tzaddik to come along and say, okay, I'll go the next step. I'll take these shgogois now, and I'll convert it to mitzvahs even. I'll put this person into white. Vizehu, and this is why the pasuk continues over there in the Haftorah, Imru Elov kol tiso ovoin vekach toiv. She'achar kach mevakshin. What do we say? The pasuk says, say to Hashem, kol tiso ovoin. We're asking Hashem, Shashem Yisborach, Yiso ve'yislach lanu kol ha'ovain legamri. Tiso means to forgive. We're asking Hashem to forgive the sin totally. Hashem, it's very nice of you that you dropped the sin from mezid to shoigeg. Why don't you just finish the job, Hashem? Please forgive me completely. That's these words, Imru Elov, kol tiso ovain. Wipe out the sin totally. Bebechinas kol tisa ovoin, shepirish Rashi, sheperushoi, kemoi kol ovoin tisa. Rashi HaKadosh says, it's as if it would say, kol ovoin, the entire sin forgive. Don't just forgive half the sin, Hashem. Don't just drop it halfway. Come on, go all the way, Hashem. Hainu shekol ha'ovoin yisa v'yimchoi lagamri. That Hashem should forgive the sin completely. V'zehu v'kach toiv. And then the pasuk adds, and take good, sheyisapech letoiv gomor, that the sin will be converted into something that's totally good. The kanal, as we learned before. Baruch Hashem. With this, we conclude Hilchas Chodosh. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds that the fifth discussion on this topic, this was discussion number four. This was Hilchas Chodesh number four. The fifth discussion on Hilchas Chodesh, you'll find about 15 pages back in Hilchas Shiluach HaKan, Halacha Hei, paragraph Tesvov. There Rav Nosson Zal also discussed this topic of Chodesh.